Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Ken Shepherd, along with Dana Lee. And the show's called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. Our call-in number today is 347-989-1329. I'm going to read a disclaimer, and then I'll go over a few other things, and we'll go ahead and get started. Please note this show is intended only for the listeners. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips Inc. or Ken Shepherd in any manner. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of this email, the content of the show, or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Always use your strengths to fund your weaknesses. What we mean by that, basically, is if you have something where you could help somebody else and help yourself in the process, it's always good to do that. Deal making, if you don't have the money and somebody else needs a deal done and they have money to buy it, find what they want, get paid, and use the money for what you need. It's kind of just as an example. Website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. Telephone number 24/7 is 310-358-7087. Email fci@peckbell.net. Twitter is @KenShepherd and Facebook is Facebook/KenShepherd and Facebook/CreativeFlipsInc. We usually have $300 to $500 million in process, depending on where we are. I've been doing this about 30 years. All the shows in the archives are free. Please tell everybody in the world to listen, download, play them for their friends, and join our radio audience and become part of our network in general. We've closed a lot of business. We have $80 million in closings on our website, many more that are not on there for confidentiality reasons. And we also did a soft move of funds in the recent past for up to $500 million. One of the ways you can connect with investors is KenRE Radio. That's KENREradio.com. Connect with over 150,000 investors at no cost and meet a lot of people and close deals and let us know whatever you close. So we're very happy to have you with us today. Again, KenREradio.com is a wonderful source and we use it every day ourselves. And it's the biggest on the internet, and we'd love you to become part of our community there. So thank you very much, and we're about to get ready to the show, so let's talk about the show today.
So first of all, we started the show a few minutes late, so it won't be as long as the others have been. We have 22 minutes and 49 seconds left. So sorry for that five-minute delay. We did want everybody to know we do need to update our opening because we have another $100 million closing plus another couple of small closings we've recently done with Dana. And in addition to that, we have some other things in process. We just issued a term sheet that Dana's involved with yesterday. Or we actually got it executed the other day by the borrower for a loan on a 71-unit project in the southeast. A partially completed project for $1.4 million, and we're working on a lot of things all the time. We do have a lot of stuff in process at any one time, probably, as I said in my opening, $300 to $500 million or more. So we hope everybody's having a great week. It's an interesting time in real estate, certainly an interesting time in watching the markets and business in general around the world as we go into the election cycle here in the United States, and also just watch the way China's behaved in regards to interest rates and the pullback on the dollar and the way the stock market's changed and things like that. So one of the things that we think is really important, and Dan and I are constantly trying to come up with subjects for everybody. And by the way, our guest next week is a specialist in transactional funding. That means you have a property under contract. You also have a buyer you want to sell it to. You don't have the money to buy it, but you do have the buyer to buy it from you for all cash. And this girl provides all the money for you to make the purchase on your entrance into the deal, which is called the first leg of the deal. The first leg is your purchase. The second leg is your sale. They're done back-to-back, usually a day apart or the same day. And then the difference between all of that when it's all done and all the closing costs are paid and everything is your profit. So she'll be our guest next week, a wonderful lady. And we think she's very, very, very interested in doing this, and we're very excited to have her. So that'll be our next show after this. We thought about what we hear all the time. And one of the things that constantly I see, from the smallest real estate deals to the largest, is people that are in the middle of a deal and they think to themselves, this is already over, I can go to the beach. And we said in the title, it's not closed until it's closed. And I'll start by a real simple example. I was driving by a house the other day in the Los Angeles area where I reside, and it had a sign on it and it said sold. So just for fun, we wrote down the name of the sign and the broker's name and the phone number. We called it up and we said, we were just interested in learning more about this house. They said, oh, it's been sold. And I said, well, okay, does that mean that it's changed title? And the girl on the other end of the phone, who was the agent for the seller, said, what do you mean? I said, well, what I mean is, has the grant deed been transferred to the new buyer? And she said, well, no, it's in escrow. I said, well, then wouldn't the sign say it's in escrow rather than it's sold? And she said, well, but it is sold. I said, but it's not sold until it closes, because things could change. And as a result of that, you could have a property that you think is sold, but it's not sold, and it's not your fault. It's just something comes up on title, tax lien comes up everybody didn't know about, something happens during the escrow, and it doesn't close, and you don't get your commission, and the deal doesn't happen. And so she said, well, I don't think that's going to happen. Anyway, just for fun, 2 days later, we drove by the house, and they had changed the sign to in escrow.
That's fun.
Yeah. So, but it just goes to show that it's not closed until it's closed. And we have people come to us all the time and say, you know, when are we going to close? When are we going to close? When are we going to close? Okay, fair enough. There's a long road, a long and winding road, like the Beatles song, that says, you know, it's a long and winding road from beginning to end, right? Because every time you go into a transaction, it's not just about getting the property tied up. That's obviously the first step. The second step is getting the seller to go along with you on whatever your terms and conditions are, and that's part of tying it up. That's negotiation. And then the real art of the deal is taking it from that point to the closing. And that can be a lot of things can happen in that process. And a lot of things do happen in that process, especially if you're in a non-exclusive situation. We had a deal the other day. We had a term sheet raised for a client. All of a sudden, the lender pulls the client's title credit report and says, no way. The borrower goes ballistic, turns around and gets another credit report with somebody that has much better credit. We resubmit everything. The lender says, sounds good, sounds good, sounds good. Then the lender comes back and says, no way. We said, why no way when you said you would do it in the first place? They said, well, we thought about it. We looked at the borrower. We said, why didn't he tell us in the first place that he had a public record that he, you know, and now instead of asking for a letter of explanation, they don't want to do the deal. Lenders and investors are very careful, very, very careful these days, and they have to be. You know, it's caveat emptor, a buyer beware, and making sure that everything is done the way you want it to be done. So when you get into these transactions, the real art of any deal, and there's a book, I think, by Donald Trump called The Art of the Deal, which I've read, and it's all about going through the process of getting together with the people who are the parties in the transaction, making sure everybody feels comfortable in the transaction, many times you don't know the people you're going into the deal with. Sometimes you do, and you've done business with them before. Sometimes you don't. And in either case, every deal has something that's different. Either the escrow's different, the title's different, the people are different, the, I don't know. Any number of things can be different, right? So what we always say is treat everybody with the way and the due respect that you want to be treated, okay? I had a guy, we're in the middle of a deal now. We just raised $1,875,000 for a deal that's called an extended transactional funding where the buyer has been identified at $1,875,000 from the first seller. This buyer has turned around and resold the asset for $2,200,000 to a new buyer, but the new buyer needs 15 business days between the time they can between the time that the first escrow closes and the second escrow closes. It's called an extended transactional funding. So the guy who brought the deal to us is writing me, you know, who's kind of a new person in the space and of the industry, which is fine. And he's trying to assert his knowledge, which is limited, and making everybody it's difficult to work with somebody when you've got a lot of very professional people and somebody who is not professional but won't admit they're not professional and then acts like they are professional and then constantly makes errors. And now, finally, I think on his own, he's realized that the best thing for him to do is just watch the deal and just check in from, you know, time to time, day to day with us because we're scheduled to close hopefully in the next few days.
Let's give him total props for listening to our show and bringing this
exactly.
deal.
Yeah, I forward. Do. Yeah, exactly. We do give this person very, very high marks for being able to put together what he did. But there's also a point that you have to admit how much you know and how much you don't know. And we've said before, don't overstep your position in a deal because somebody will come in and say, how long have you been doing this? And you say, well, I've been doing it an hour. And they say, well, I've been doing it 30 years. So which one of us is more likely to get this done? So, so everything's moving along. You know, we'll see where it goes. But the point I was making was, everybody's saying, now, interestingly enough, what's happening with this particular transaction is the closer we get to the date of the potential closing, the more nervous people are becoming because it's a court-mandated closing date, okay? It's not a date that we chose. It's a date the court chose, and we got it extended for a week already. It's been in court for 4 years. And kind of an interesting story of how it all ended up this way, which we found out from the original seller yesterday, but who, by the way, now wants to do a lot of business with us because if we can close this, he says, you can close lots of stuff with me. And he put the property in what's called a bankruptcy remote LLC, which means that if there was ever a problem with the property would be in bankruptcy. He would not personally be in bankruptcy, and it did not affect him personally. And his credit score is still 750, which is a very, very high credit score. Credit score people have that have never had credit issues before. So it's kind of an interesting way he's gone about it. So it's allowed him to keep his other properties and do things he's doing. The point we're making here is always keep an open mind and don't spend the money until it's in your bank account. Because until it's in your bank account, it's not a closed deal, okay? And until you hear from the title company or whoever's handling the closing that we have confirmation of closing, you don't have confirmation of closing. And you won't have confirmation of closing. So we want you to be professional. We want you to be diligent. But we really think it's important that you understand, everybody understand, we go through it every day, the tempo of these things. And I think there's a lot to be said for just being really kind of treating people with kindness. You know, I mean, we're involved in another deal, And one of the people that brought it to us told the borrower, "You don't know what you're doing. Why are you bothering? Leave us alone. And, you know, you're wasting my time." Now, I don't know about you, but if I were that borrower, I would say, "Why am I talking to you?" So the borrower called me and he said, "I want to do this deal. I really need to do this deal. And I need to make it happen. And I know that talking with you, I can get it done." And I think he said, "Talking to this other guy is just, he's just not mature like you. He's not understanding like you, and he's not listening to me. He's listening to what he wants me to think, but he's not listening to what I'm saying. And I'm the borrower, and I'm the one who's responsible, and this is a $6 million loan. Actually, it could be larger than that by the time it's all done. It's probably close to a $7 million loan. And we do loans, purchases, partnerships, equity participations, credit enhancements. This just happens to be a loan. The other one happens to be a purchase and then a resale, which is the extended escrow. And then we have other things we're working on all the time. And Dana and I are working on a lot of different stuff. So the point we're making here is whether you're working on a $50,000 deal, a $10,000 deal, a $100 million deal, or more or less, it doesn't matter. All the metrics are the same. Whether you're doing business financing, real estate financing, which is business, by the way, and or whatever you're doing in any negotiation, it's not done until it's done. You're not married until the person on the altar says, I'll pronounce you man and wife or whatever. Then essentially you're not done with the deal. You're not done with that transaction. You haven't completed the circle. Okay, so what we want to help you understand is tempo, and that these things, there's bound to be an issue. If you think it's going to be smooth sailing, we can hope for you that you do have a smooth experience every time you do a deal. But honestly, after doing as many deals as we have and seeing what we see every day, life doesn't work like that.
Even in all those years that I was doing mortgages, there was always, and ask any realtor or mortgage person or banker, and they will tell you every deal meets its own challenges before it gets to the close. And so our job as real estate investors and as business development partners is to navigate those situations and bring them a favorable outcome.
Exactly. So the whole point here is to help you understand that we're understanding of you, okay? And we do appreciate everybody that brings us deals, whether you're new at this or not, and we will work with you whether you're new at this or not, okay?
And you will learn.
And you'll learn.
We won't skimp on time with you. We're happy to help you learn the process.
Yeah, and we're happy to walk you through the whole transaction, but all we ask people to do is to understand what their limits are. I know mine. I know there's points in deals where I say, you know what, that's outside my boundary. You know, if it's a legal issue, if it's something having to do with a CPA and how you want to handle the movement of your money out of, say, a mutual fund account or something, that's not our issue. That's not our area. We tell people when you get to that point, you have to consult your own people. Don't consult us, please. Because
we're not lawyers, and we don't play one on the radio.
No, we're not lawyers. We're not accountants. We're not, we don't do any of those things. We're business development partners. We help people figure out deals and work with them and navigate issues. And what we're talking about in just those two situations I just mentioned, the one with the guy who brought us the deal, and he turned out to be so hard for the principal borrower to work with, that the borrower ended up calling me on his own, which is okay with everybody, and asking me if I could handle it for him because he knew that I'd been down this road so long, and I was the one who actually brought in the investor with Dana. And so we went back to the guy who brought us the deal, who had gotten the borrower so agitated, and said, "Look, we're going to make sure you get paid, but just stay in touch with us. Ask us as much as you want about what's going on, but please don't call the borrower. It's just not a good idea." And he's honored that. And as a result of honoring that, guess what? Deal's moving along.
Deal's back on track.
Deal's back on track. The borrower called me last night, very happy, seems to be getting very close to wanting to sign with the lender and doing it the way he wants to do it and the way the lender wants to do it and not the way the broker wanted to do it, because the person who brought it to us was a broker, was trying to tell the borrower what the borrower should do. You know, and the borrower is the one who put over $2 million into the asset. It's worth about $20 million when it's finished. It's going to cost about $7 million to finish it. And the borrower saying, who knows more about this asset, me or you? And, you know, the broker saying, well, I know more. And the borrower saying, well, I know more. And when two people say that to each other, you know, you're never going to get anywhere. So somebody's got to break. And it turned out that the broker basically told the borrower, you know, don't bother me anymore. And the borrower called me and said, look, you know, I'm just trying to do my deal. Doesn't he understand that? And I said, well, you know, sometimes people do and sometimes they don't. But anyway, basically what
he
we're saying
that he
is,
was getting bad advice from the broker.
Yeah.
He just wasn't getting, listen, he just wasn't feeling like his input was valuable. And it has to be his decision, whatever happens. So, you know, it has to be listened to and honored.
That's right. And I think when you approach things that way, you make a lot more progress. So we're, you know, we're very, very confident in the way we do things, and we think that it's the way to operate. And as a result of it, we see a lot of closings that I think we wouldn't see otherwise. So, Dana, do you want to tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Oh, my goodness. You can reach out to us at dealswithkd@gmail.com. Actually, you can reach out to us at myprequal@dealswithkd.com, and you can actually visit there, go under the services tab, and input information about your deal, about your business, where you're stuck, and how we can be of service to you.
Good. And I think we lost airtime because we started late. I'm not sure, but we're just going to finish out by saying we hope everybody is having a great week, and we hope this has been helpful to you. We realize these are just a couple of examples, but, you know, they're life real examples. They're not something that somebody dreamed up out of a book. Not that education isn't good, but these are real life examples of deals we're involved in. We'll keep you advised of how things go. We look forward to being part of your world and have you be part of ours. And we want everybody to understand that we don't think that everybody's an expert. And there's a lot of things that we're not experts in. And we're happy to work with people and make sure that they get paid. And we want to see you succeed. So with that said, we hope everybody has a great rest of the week. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you on the radio. We'll talk to you again next week with the Transactional Funding Gal. And I think that's going to be a mind-blowing show about how to make a lot of money with other people's money and from a real person that really does it, not from somebody who's talking about that they do it. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great, great day, and success to all. Bye. Okay, Dan, I'm going to call you back offline, okay?
Okay.